With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
108 on a sunny, cool Monday afternoon, as Adam just mentioned. If you're just joining us, please circle back in the first hour. You can do it a couple ways. Radio.com costs you nothing, the app. Hit the rewind feature. Go back the first hour. We talked about the very, very sad news over the weekend. Our colleague, our friend, Dan Culhane, passing away unexpectedly, even though he has been battling multiple myeloma since the fall of 2019 and recently was diagnosed with COVID-19, just a tremendous impact on radio throughout the area, including WCCO and our two other stations here under Entercom. 16 years before that with Clear Channel, and to a lot of people still most known for his work with Tom Bernard. In fact, Tom is going to join us at 2:35, talk about the early days with Dan, starting this remarkable run that Tom has pulled off at KQ in the mornings. Just simple as this, the most successful radio personality in the history of Twin Cities Radio. The data is clear. It's Tom Bernard. And then you obviously have some great names here at the station, but no one has touched Tom's success for over three decades. And Dan was a part of it. At the start, our friend Tom Mooney, who's great friends with Dan Culhane, joined us. We talk about that the first couple of segments, and we just finished with overrated, underrated, properly rated. You also can track that down if you podcast us, wccoradio.com/Chad. Love to have you follow us, too, at AC830, at Dan Cook, WCCO, at Chad Hartman Show. What a bizarre year for Gopher basketball. Adam and Dan, if I would have told you that we would be sitting here March 1st and the men's Gopher basketball team would have victories at home against the number two team in the country, the number five team in the country, and the number seven team in the country, and that most of us believe that Richard Pitino is about to be fired. That makes no sense. Absolutely, positively no sense. But then you got to point out the facts. You sort of need to win a game on the road, Adam. Is that helpful in sports?
It helps to, yes, at least one, you know?
At least one. Dan, does it help if you avoid getting blown out on the road on a regular basis? Does that help?
Usually playing closer games on the road would earn you some more credit, yes.
Moral victories.
Well, it's not even so much moral victories. It's just all the computed, all the different ways that they compute, you know, ranking teams, that gets factored in, right?
100%. And, I mean, come on. I mean, some of these early games on the road against the better teams, three of us could have played. Then it doesn't help when you play Northwestern and Nebraska, who I think last won games when Adam was in grade school, and you lose to both teams. As I said on Friday, if this is a non COVID year, I think it's a done deal. I don't know Richard Pitino well personally. The times I've interviewed him, I like him. I don't get why the town hasn't embraced him a little bit more. That has nothing to do with judging wins and losses, but let's be honest. Some coaches in this town, people have warmed to, and others they haven't, and that's played a part in the public persona. Pitino is a dad. He pokes fun of himself. He doesn't take himself too serious. He answers questions. I mean, it's a shocker. He answers questions about what his team is doing. Sure, he can get testy times. Who doesn't? But Richard and the basketball community, they haven't connected as much as I thought they would. It's been 8 years. And let's get to a few things here. Once again, many Gopher basketball observers are delusional, are foolish, are without facts about this program. Saw it all over the place again this weekend. What a great job this is. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let me review for you, boys and girls. They haven't finished above fourth place since 1982. What a great job. They haven't consistently had multiple high-level finishes in the Big Ten over multiple years since the 50s. What a great job. That doesn't mean there's a big separation. Because what some people do say, oh, you're saying you can't get somebody who's better. Never said that once. Never will say that. You don't hear those words from me. But you can point out facts. Because, again, let's just remind you, the Gopher sports community, the most insecure sports fan community in town, they don't want to deal with reality. That does not mean for a second that at some point, if you deem someone not good enough, that you say, well, you know, I don't know who we're going to get to replace them, so you can't do it. But stop telling me what a great job it is. Here's the other one that seemingly has caught fire over the last 2-3 weeks. Well, look what Fleck did, and that hurts Pitino. Okay. I'm on record saying P.J. Fleck has done a good job at Minnesota. Has he done a great job at Minnesota yet? He had a great year. Absolutely had a great year. And he also had some pretty lousy years. I'd take him. I wouldn't run him off in any way. But he took over from Jerry Kill. Adam, Jerry Kill was a pretty decent coach, right?
Yes.
And, I mean, they took some steps back. We had 0 year and all that. And, again, Fleck is a good fit at Minnesota. But people act like it's such phony spin. People act like when PJ had the best year the Gophers have had in a long, long time, that they hadn't done that since Murray Warmath. Jerry Kill's great year was damn close to it. Mason, his great year, damn close to it. So you've had those type of coaches here. I still think it's very much up for debate among the three who's the best coach. People get so fixated on the verbiage of PJ. Not for me as a 55-year-old. I have zero problem with it for college kids. Glenn Mason, damn good college coach. Jerry Kill, very good college coach. They won at a similar level to P.J. Fleck, and this Fleck-Pitino comparison, well, look how Fleck took a dead program. You think the program was dead under Jerry Kill? What are you talking about? That doesn't mean you don't do it, but stop playing with facts and spinning. So I want to stay with this. I want to hear from people on Gopher basketball. Do you really think this is a great job? Tell me why. Tell me why, since they haven't had multiple high finishes in the Big Ten, back-to-back years since the 50s, that this is a great job. Because we'll get to the Minnesota recruiting and your obsession with that, and it's better here, and Pitino hasn't recruited well enough Minnesota kids. That's 100% true, but deep in your heart, stop caring if they're from Golden Valley versus Mesa. When Marcus Carr had 41 the other night, did it matter that he's not from South St. Paul? Yes, you've got better chances. Yes, Pitino hasn't done a good enough job in recruiting Minnesota kids. But Michael Thompson, I'm going to go through the list. Did you really like Kevin McHale more than Michael Thompson at the U of M? Because at the U of M, Michael was the better player than Kevin. McHale, much better pro, but come on. If you think McHale was a better college player than Thompson, you just don't get college basketball. We're so myopic, we obsess too much on the Minnesota stuff. So more on this, I want to hear more from Adam and Dan, but if you want to chime in on points on Gopher basketball, and if you want me to help you out with some of these facts, Adam, that's what I'm here for. Is that what I'm here for?
That, yes, you run a seminar on fact-checking.
You're a giver.
I am a giver. And I think he's gone. I do not believe it's done already. I do not believe that. But I at this point believe he is gone. But I think you have to have some realistic respect about it. And you also have to know this, that we'll save that one for a little bit. We'll save that one for a little bit. More on Gopher basketball. Chime in. 651-989-9226. Okay, I gave some of my views on Gopher basketball. You two guys chime in first before I get a little bit more. Adam, when you think of Gopher basketball as a sports fan, not someone who's, you know, passionately diehard Gopher basketball mm-hmm. fan.
Which I'm not.
But you're paying close enough attention, you know.
And you know, for years, so many people have told me, and I've experienced it once, that if the Gopher basketball team, men's basketball team, is winning, there is no other place to be than Williams Arena when the barn is rocking. And which I always answer with, okay, other than that year that we did or did not make the Final Four, yeah. When is it rocking? Because we've had a lot of, and I mean, just like I concur with almost everything you say about Richard Pitino. He seems like a great guy. Seems like there's been a lot of other coaches who are like, well, it seems like a jerk and it's easier. But yeah. But still, there's just been so many periods where, okay, a couple years ago, too, they were off to an incredible start and then just tanked.
Yep.
And missed the tournament or barely made it in. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I just, we do have some talented basketball players in this state. And until you get a winner, it's not about, hey, you stay home with the Gophers. It's not about, well, look at Williams Arena. It's about winning and making tournaments and advancing a fast two or three rounds in the tournament, making a Final Four. That's when you'll start keeping these kids.
Well, and here's the thing too, Dan. When they end up with wins, again, I'll just repeat it, over the second-ranked team in the country, Michigan, the fifth-ranked team, Iowa, the seventh-ranked Ohio State, when they come up with those wins, it appears they are a lock for the tournament. That would have put the Gophers in the tournament for the third time in 4 years, and the 1 year they didn't go, that's when they had all the injuries. That's their most talented team. So you'd say, no, this shouldn't be the only standard. You shouldn't say, wow, we can't do ever better than that. But wait a second. Pitino almost had him in four straight NCAA tournaments. That doesn't happen in Minnesota. It shows how fragile and how this year turns so precipitously. And legitimate points, getting crushed on a regular basis on the road, losing to Northwestern and Nebraska. Now, you lose Robbins and you lose Kelcher. Those are big injuries. They just are. I just want to talk about Williams again. As someone who's in my 50s, who grew up attending games at Williams, even memories going back to the early Jim Dutcher days and through all of them, it can be a fantastic place. But you know what? When it's empty, Dan, and you're bringing in recruits, and again, there's nobody there, it's a borderline dump. Let's just be honest. They have all these plans to renovate it. It's going to cost a lot of money. Knock it down and build another version. I mean, compare it to the other venues in town. Compare it to other old school buildings where they've renovated it, where it still has that old look inside, but you can actually get around. Just try to walk around at Williams at halftime at a game if we ever get people there. So it needs a lot of work. I would not put another, you know, there's this talk of $50 to $75 million to renovate the place. Knock the place down and build a new one. Okay, as a man who has a pretty good program, Wisconsin, which has destroyed the Gophers the last couple decades in football and basketball, but you live here. When you think of Minnesota basketball in our conversation so far, what comes to mind?
I mean, it's disappointing in the sense that, you talk about it maybe not being as great a job as some of the Gopher fans want to make it out to be, and I can't argue that point at all, but there isn't any reason that Wisconsin can be as successful as they are, and the Gophers can't at least attain some portion of that success. And like you said, it hasn't been even remotely close. These two teams are on completely different programs, are on completely different levels, and there's no reason, none, that you're going to convince me that Minnesota can't do that if they have the right people who know how to recruit, who know how to build a winner, who can get momentum going in the right direction with the program. And as much as Richard Pitino has been a great interview, and I agree with everything that you and Adam have said, like 8 years, I'm sorry, 8 years is enough time to show that you can get this thing rolling in a specific direction, and he just hasn't. The results just haven't been there. And you can say whatever you want, excuse-wise in terms of, or explanation-wise in terms of why that hasn't happened. The fact is, it hasn't, and how much longer do you have to let this thing go on before you say, okay, it's time to try something else?
Okay, so does this year change it because it's COVID, because he lost two essential players? I mean, the Kelcher and Robbins are enormously central, and they weren't winning with those guys on the road. They were getting their butts kicked with those guys. It's fast how it turned. That's the better way to say it. It's not a great job. If you say it's a great job, there's no facts behind you saying that. That doesn't mean you don't keep trying to try to make it a better job. And maybe after this person has a lot of success, it becomes a great job. By the way, look up PJ's recruiting numbers. They're good. They're not great. Dirty little secret. They're not great. Look them up. Now, the candidates. What if, Adam, Richard Pitino's name was Richard Smith and Rick Pitino was available as he is right now? He's at Iona. He'd love a Big Ten job.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not kidding. If there wasn't the family connection, Rick Pitino would be a name they should pursue.
Yes.
I don't think it's going to work out that way.
No.
Brian Dutcher, everybody talks about. Brian Dutcher's having another good year, and he's got the specific buyout that's low for Minnesota. Be a great fit. Eric Musselman would be a great fit. There's Minnesota connections. Nico Medved, he'd be a great fit. There are some names out there that are higher profile than some of the other times, but Tubby was fairly high profile. And Tubby didn't win here because it isn't right now a great job. So just show some perspective with facts about the way this year has tanked, which is legit, what Pitino has done successfully. The win-loss record in the Big Ten is terrible. But then about what really has happened here. So that's what I want to hear a little bit more, a little more fair and accurate assessment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.